At the heart of every Tyranid nest, one breed of creature was supreme. If the Carnifexes and Termagants, Ripper Swarms and Biovores were the teeth and talons of the Tyranid mass, then the commanding intellect was the Hive Tyrant. None had ever been captured alive, and few had been recovered by the Imperium intact enough for a full dissection. If a tyrant was awake aboard this vessel, then none of them were safe.
"It's not a Tyranid,"
husked Nord.
"The thought pattern I sensed, it wasn't the same as the Lictors."
He paused.
"At least, not in whole."
Kale eyed him.
"Explain, brother. Your gift is a mystery to me. I do not understand."
"The mind that touched my thoughts, that rallied the creatures who attacked us. It is neither human nor Xenos."
The sergeant halted.
"A demon."
He said the word like a curse. Nord shook his head.
"I do not sense the taint of chaos here, sir. This is different."
Even as the words fell from his lips, the Psyker felt the change in the air around them. The wet, damp atmosphere grew sullen and greasy, setting a sickly churn deep in his belly. Kale felt it too, even without the Codicia's preternatural senses. The sergeant drew his chainsword and brandished it before him, his thumb resting on the weapon's activation stud. A robed figure, there, in the dimness. Perhaps a man, it advanced slowly towards them, feet dragging as if wounded. And then a voice, brittle and cracked.
"Me,"
rasped the newcomer.
"You sense me, Astartes."
The figure moved at the very edge of the dull light from the lamp beetles. Nord's eyes narrowed. Threads of clothing, cables perhaps, seemed to trail behind the man away into the dark. Kale aimed his gun.
"In the Emperor's name, identify yourself or I will kill you where you stand."
Hands opened in a gesture of concession.
"I do not doubt you already know who I am."
He bowed slightly, and Nord saw cords snaking along his back.
"My name is Heraclite Indus, adept and savant, former Magos Biologis Minoris of the Adeptus Mechanicus."
"Former?"
echoed Kale. Indus's shadowed head bobbed.
"Oh, yes. I attend a new master now. Let me introduce you to him."
The strange threads pulled taut and lifted Indus off his feet, to dangle as a marionette would hang from the hands of a puppeteer. A shape that dwarfed him lumbered out of the black, drawing into the pool of light. White as bleached bone, crested with purple-black patches of armor shell, it bent to fit its bulk inside the close quarters of the hibernacular. A hive tyrant in all its obscene glory. Two of its four arms were withered and folded to its torso, the pearlescent surface of their claws cracked and fractured. The other arms ended in ropey whips of sinew that threaded across the floor and into the adept's flayed spine, glittering wetly where bone was revealed beneath his torn robes. And yet, the towering Tyranid's breathing was labored and rough. And from its eye spots, its great fanged jaws, its fleshy throat sacs, thin yellow pus oozed over crusted scabs. A stinking haze of necrotic decay issued from it. Nord had tasted the scent of death enough times to know that this alien beast was mortally wounded.
"What have you done, Indus?"
demanded Kale, his face twisted in disgust.
"Neither human nor Xenos,"
Nord repeated his earlier statement, the words suddenly snapping into hard focus. With a whip-crack thought, he sent a savage mental probe towards the adept. Indus spun to face him with a glare, and the telepathic feint was deflected easily. The adept nodded slowly.
"Yes, Blood Angel, we are the same. Both blessed with witch sight. Both psychers."
Indus cocked his head.
"Zeren never told you. How like him."